Hello there, and welcome to Shetland Resolve Calmcast, the show where we explore simple ways to live a calmer, more intentional life. I'm Diane Taylor, and today we're looking at the subject of self-care. And we're looking at what it really means, why it's so important, and how you can start improving yours, if that's what's needed, straight away with five very simple, quick, and importantly, low effort tips. The reason why I say importantly low effort is that from my own experiences, I know only too well that when we're needing more self-care, can actually be the very time when we've got very little energy or motivation to do it, and the thought of improving self-care can be overwhelming in itself. So things that are just, I call them peery tweaks, peery being the Shetland word for small, just peery tweaks. It doesn't need to be massive sweeping changes that can make a huge difference to your sense of well-being. And if you're interested to have a look, I've also put together a free worksheet that accompanies this podcast that can help you create your own simple self-care plan. And you can find how to sign up for that on the Calmcast page. So self-care is something that gets mentioned an awful lot, and not everybody is clear on what we really mean by self-care. Sometimes we can think, well, it means bubble baths and burning scented candles. And of course, that can be very nice things to do, and it can be good self-care. But really, what we're speaking about is any deliberate act of looking after your own mental, emotional, and physical well-being. It's the stuff that you do to keep yourself healthy, resilient, and feeling like you. Now, it's something that I come across in my coaching and therapy work with clients very often. They'll come to see me because they're maybe struggling with anxiety or depression. And early on in our conversation, one of the things I'll be asking them is, what do you do that's just for you? And more often than no, the answer is something like, well, I used to play golf, or oh, I used to paint, or oh, I used to do crocheting sometimes. And the thing that I always spot, yeah, you guessed it, is that I used to. The truth is that self-care can be one of the first things that slips off the priority list, especially when we have responsibilities towards others. And of course, if we're facing some major life event, then it can be very difficult to factor in self-care. And I think that's an important thing to note, is that self-care isn't something that we need to do perfectly. Yeah, we want to be quite consistent with it, but there will be times in life where we drop the ball, and that's okay, as long as we pick it up again as soon as the immediate crisis or whatever it is that's been happening is past. But like I was saying, often it'll be a used to. And if we're not doing things that are just purely for looking after ourselves and for our own enjoyment, then we're kind of expecting ourselves to run on empty. And a lot of us can have experienced conditioning from a young age that, you know, we have to be useful to other people all the time, that we have to always be productive. And actually that can cause us to deprioritise and neglect our own needs. We all have our own needs that don't have to be 100% met all of the time, but they need to be fairly well met a lot of the time for us to live in a way that we're actually thriving and not just surviving and getting through each day. So self-care is really very important, and we can also feed conditioning that makes us think that if we prioritise meeting our own needs, doing things for ourselves, that that's being selfish. And an analogy that I often use that seems to resonate well with clients, it certainly does for me, is the oxygen masks on an aeroplane. And I'll apologise to anybody that's listening that maybe has a fear of flying. But for anybody that has flown and they've heard the instructions about if there's a drop in the pressure in the aircraft cabin, about the oxygen masks coming down. And the instruction that's always given is that you must fit your own one first. Because once your oxygen mask is in place, then you're free and able to help any number of people around you that you can reach with your oxygen mask in place. But if you were to do the opposite and start taking care of everybody else without putting yours on, you would run out of oxygen and you might not be able to help as many people as you would otherwise. So self-care is, it's about looking after yourself so that you're actually able to show up at your best for other people. So it's never selfish, it's always a win-win. So the other thing about self-care is that it's very personal to you. So what works for me, any of you that follow my social media will know that I'm very passionate about my horses and ponies and my dogs, and I like to get out walking. That's among some of my self-care things, but that might absolutely no be what's for you. So it's about finding the things that are right for you and are doable for you as well. And it's probably stating obvious, but when we skip self-care for too long, then what happens is that we have stress piling up and we can find that we're mood dips, and we can find small things feel overwhelming when we would have just timed them in our stride before. So regular self-care, even if it's just a small amount regularly, helps you to reduce anxiety and stress. It helps you to improve your mood and focus. It will boost your energy and your sense of well-being. And it builds your resilience for when life gets tough. Those of us that have been around the sun a few times will know that life is a way of getting tough at times, and it's no about having a life that is never challenging. It's about feeling that we have the resilience in us to be able to deal with whatever life brings us. And if you think about it, maybe a bit like charging your phone, you generally don't wait until it's on 1% battery every time. Well, maybe you do, but I generally don't. And if you think about self-care as being your recharge. So, 5 low-effort self-care tips that if you wanted to, you could start right away. Tip 1 is something that I'll call the 2-minute reset. It's something very, very simple that'll reset your nervous system. It only takes a couple of minutes, ideally do it every few hours, and that is just to stand up, have a stretch, and take 3 slow deep breaths into your belly, and breathe out with a long, slow, smooth out breath. So that hopefully sounds quite doable if you have a very busy schedule. We are just speaking about 2 minutes for you to stand up and stretch and take some deep breaths. something as simple as that, that takes as little time as that, can be a really good step towards doing some kind of self-care, thinking about yourself and what you need. Tip two is the wine glass upgrade. Most of the population are chronically dehydrated. We just simply tend to no drink enough water or other types of drinks that would count. Fizzy drinks, I would say, sugary fizzy drinks don't count here. But fruit teas, diluting drinks, ideally no wee. I'm no nutritionist, so I'll no go on about this, but ideally no way artificial sweeteners or too much sugar in them. But you get what I mean, just something that is good hydration, and just to add one more glass to your daily routine if it's something that you're currently no very good at. What I've done is I've actually got a 3-pint water bottle that has the times of day on it, starting for 7 in the morning through till 9 at night, and it actually helps me gauge as the day goes by whether I'm drinking enough and keeping myself hydrated. It's a very simple thing, but wow, it really works, and I've really embraced it, and I use it consistently. I actually miss it when I go away, and I'm not taking it with me. So it's amazing how good habit can form. But that's the wine glass upgrade. Tip three is the gratitude micro journal. Now, some of you maybe already do journaling, in which case that's a great form of self-care already. For others, I kind that journaling can seem like it's just another thing to do, and that you don't have time to sit down and write reams about how you're feeling and what's going on in your life. But how about just writing down one thing that you can be grateful for each day? Because that trains your brain to notice positives that you might otherwise be overlooking. There could be an awful lot of things that when we're stressed that we are overlooking and taking for granted. And yet when we take just a moment to notice and appreciate them, it improves our sense of well-being. And if you're ever struggling to find something that you're grateful for, just be aware that that is to do with mindset and no to do with the reality of your life. So something to be grateful for might be as simple as having a roof over your head. No, everybody has that. Or having food available that you can eat. So that could be a very simple thing that you could do. Again, it would just, and if you don't want to write it down, even just making it a practice that once a day you spend a moment to notice something that you can be grateful for. Tip four, and I really like this one, I like them all, but I really like this one, is the 10-minute joy break. And that is to do something that's purely for your own enjoyment for 10 minutes. Now that might be reading, drawing, listening to music, just going out for a very short walk. It should just be something that's simply for yourself, and it's no about being productive. It's just about being, and it's just about your own enjoyment. Tip five, the digital sunset. A lot of us are already aware that screen time before bedtime isn't particularly good for us. It stimulates the brain in a way that it makes it hard to settle into sleep. So that can be a really powerful act of self-care, is to make a commitment to yourself that you're going to switch screens off, ideally half an hour before your head hits the pillow. Because it will help your brain wind down for better sleep. It can be so tempting to still be online, answering messages and whatever, right up until our head hits the pillow. But it truly isn't very good for us. So that's tip five, a digital sunset. If none of that things resonate for you, maybe just spend a bit of time thinking about, well, what can I do? What do I want to do that is not going to be demanding? It's going to be easy to fit into my probably already very busy life, but that is about me and my needs and having that needs met. Now, I've mentioned in the beginning that I've done a worksheet that goes along with this podcast. And if you want to download it, print it out, then it's a self-care starter worksheet that can help you to pick the tips that are going to fit your life, add your own ideas in, to set yourself a simple daily or weekly goal. So kind of planning out when you're going to do this self-care. Now, that doesn't have to be set in stone because things happen, but I think if we at least have a plan, we are more likely to do something than if we don't get specific and say, well, we're going to try and do it this number. Well, forget the word try. The word try is never good. It lacks commitment. When we actually plan out, this is when we'll do it. We can adjust the plan, of course we can, but having a plan is more likely to help us achieve what we're wanting to do. The worksheet also helps you look at your progress, how you've done, when you look at what you plan to do and what actually happened. And this is no about being harsh or self-critical. This is just about having a realistic look, and there'll be a real feel-good if you did do the self-care that you planned. And there's an opportunity, if you didn't, to actually look at what the reasons for that maybe are. Is there any kind of pattern there? And importantly, is there ways that you can simplify what you were setting out to do to make it easier for you to achieve it next time? And very importantly, there's a section in it on noticing the benefits. It's always good to reflect when we make changes, what kind of results are we getting? Now, the hope would always be that if we're managing to do a bit more self-care, we will actually notice positive changes happening in how we're feeling. And it's that small, peery, consistent changes that add up. So even if you only choose one tip or one idea your own to start with, you're already moving in the right direction. And when you take good care of yourself, you can show up more and more for others. As the saying goes, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So it's about finding ways to fill that cup. So what is that one thing that you can do for yourself starting fae new? And mind, it's self-care is not about being perfect. We're not going to manage to do it perfectly all the time. It's just about making peery choices that'll help you to feel better, to think better, and live more fully. Remember to grab your free worksheet if you want to give that a go. You'll find the sign up for that in the episode notes. And until next time, please do take good care of yourself. Thanks for listening to Shetland Resolve Camcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing, sharing it with somebody, or even consider leaving a review.